Talk Radio. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-520-1KFI. 213-310-818-5201-KFI. And the question this hour is, can radio make a difference? Can we really reach out and make a difference in the community?
Well, and I'm very nervous. I hope you'll bear with me.
I understand.
My son was employed by a major company and was recently laid off from his job, and that was 6 to 8 months ago. And he was without unemployment insurance because there was a dispute, and there is an ongoing dispute surrounding his leaving his job.
So he's not getting any unemployment?
No, he's not.
All right, you're going to need to speak up, too?
He's not getting any unemployment, though.
All right. Is there any money coming to the family right now?
Yes, my daughter-in-law has recently, she's employed, but not very consistently. She's working for one of the local supermarkets.
She's working for a supermarket?
Yes.
Right. Now, what happened was your son has been unemployed. He lost his job. There's a dispute as to the particulars surrounding the loss of the job. He has no money, and I take it the family is destitute.
Really, the family is more than destitute. There is no money coming into the household now. And I would not call your radio station and talk about this because this is very difficult for me.
I understand. It's embarrassing for you and it's tough for you.
Yes, we are a very proud family. We've always worked very hard. And we've always earned our way in this world. And it's difficult for me to talk about this. But they have no money. And there's no money coming into the household now.
You say that your daughter-in-law is employed?
Yes, she was recently employed. And that does not make...
What is she? Was she working in a supermarket?
Yes, she's working at a local supermarket, bagging groceries, and she's training on the telex to be a cashier.
So she's training to be a cashier?
Yes, she's making about, I don't know, $6 or $7 an hour.
$6 or $7 an hour. Has she gotten a paycheck yet?
No, she's not gotten any money yet, and the family is in such need. This is very difficult for me.
All right, let me help you along. You're a proud family. It's difficult for you to call a radio station and ask for help. Have you tried any of the local agencies?
Yes. We've tried. Because of the dispute surrounding my son's paycheck, there's difficulty in obtaining the aid that we need. We can't get the money that we need for the children because there is this dispute. We've tried going to some of the local charities, some of the local Catholic charities, and we've been able to obtain some things, but not much of anything to speak of, really.
What about food?
The food we are able to get periodically for the children, but they are so hungry.
I know that this is hard. You told Jonah the story. Can you tell me?
I don't know if I can, really.
Can you please try to tell us the story? You told Jonah the story, and I need for people to hear this, because I don't know what to do. I don't know what I can do for you. And I know it's very hard for you.
The family, one of the children, took a neighbor's dog, and they killed the dog. For food.
He killed a neighbor's dog for food.
Yes.
I know it's very hard, and I got to tell you something. I'm very proud of you for calling us. I'm trying to think of what it is that I could do for you. They had to kill a neighbor's dog for food.
Yes, they did, and this was the most humiliating thing for not only for my son and for his wife, but I said we're a very proud family, and we've always tried to do what's best. And we never thought that things would get this way. But when the children are living and the family is living literally from one day to the next. I have allowed them periodically to come over to my home and use the washing machine for their clothes and things. But they're living in a apartment right now that my friend of theirs is allowing them to use. They are coming up on the first of the month and they don't have any rent money for the apartment.
They don't have any money for rent. They barely have any money for food. And they've had to kill a neighbor's dog for food. I mean, the family is obviously in a terrible, terrible way. You're calling us why?
I don't really know. I am just reaching out for some answer, something that might be done for us and for him. He's a good man, and he's tried very hard in his life.
Is he a professional man? Did he have a college education? What? Can you give me some background?
Well, he was educated as an engineer, yes.
So he has an engineering degree?
Yes, he does.
Has he tried shopping his resume? Is he going from place to place?
Yes, he's working very hard and trying to get employment, but it's very difficult in California. The economy has never really recovered here for the kind of work that he does. I feel so badly for the children that they are having to steal. This is the worst part.
The children are having to steal?
The children have stolen clothes from neighbors' houses and shoes from neighbors' houses.
Are they going and they're stealing the clothes now? Are they going into the homes?
No, they're not. They've gone and stolen clothes off of the clotheslines
I think you're doing a great job, okay?
Thank you.
I think you're doing a terrific job, and I know how difficult this is for you. I'm talking to a lady. I'm not going to use your name, ma'am. I know that you're very proud. Can you give me a first name?
Yes, my first name is Viola.
Viola.
Yes.
And, okay, yeah, I just want you to know you're doing a good job. I know this is very difficult for you. So the family is having a hard time. There's no food in the house. You called us to see what could be done, correct?
I don't know. I'm wondering if there's any way that my son could be contacted for work or any way that the family could be helped.
All right. I don't know what I can do. It's not the kind of show that I do. I hope you understand. But if you'll stay on the line with me, I'll talk to you. I got to do a commercial break. Will you stay with me?
Yes. I will, yes.
All right. Very good. Viola, hold on for a minute, Viola. So there you go. I mean, what do? I got 5 minutes to hit the air. I got my producer running to me and telling me this story. He says, hey, what do you want to do? What kind of a guy would I be if I'm not at least going to hear what the lady has to say? Let me give you the numbers here. 1-800-520-1KFI, 213-310-8185-201-KFI. This is the kind of show that I do. And a lot of times, I'm the first guy to mock people in this business who do these kind of programs where they're trying to change the world to help people. Because I don't know, you know, but maybe somewhere along the way, I can learn something. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-520-1KFI, 213-310-8185-201-KFI. On KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. I have a lady on the line. She lives in Laverne. Her name is Viola. She has a son, a daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren who are just about as destitute as I've ever heard of any human beings living in the United States of America being. This is a country that is supposedly wealthy, although funny to hear some people tell it. And truly, the story that she has told us so far is one that is going to break your heart. She has a family living on the edge. They have no money for rent. Viola, you told me probably the most telling aspect to all of this is that they are so hungry that the children killed a neighbor's dog for food, correct?
Yes.
I need for you to speak up, dear, and I know this is very tough for you.
Yes, the children had killed a neighbor's dog and have taken to doing this for food.
Have they done this more than once?
They've killed cats and dogs for food. And they have hunted. I just think they're got to do something. It can be done.
All right, I'm going to go to some phone calls. I don't know what I can do. Here's Carlsbad on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hi, am I on?
Yes, ma'am, you're on.
This story makes me ballistic. I was just sitting downstairs listening. I don't have my radio on. I want to tell you something. I lost my job several years ago. I would go behind, I had two pits to raise. I'd go behind Ralph, Fonz, everywhere. We had good soup. We had food every night. You can go to restaurants. You can do it. You don't have to kill dogs in this country to eat. Give me a break. This is a bunch of crap. I can understand being behind in your rent, but you don't have to resort to that. Believe me, you can...
The food at the markets is not edible. It's all moldy.
It's not moldy. I got fresh stuff every single night. Go behind the vegetable stand. You can get fresh stuff every night. There's so much food thrown away in this country. I work at a country club. I'll tell you right now, if somebody came to the back door of any restaurant, any club, and just said, we're starving, can you just give us what's left over tonight? They would give it to you. There's no reason to kill a dog. Except, this makes me nuts.
Viola, has your son, any of them considered this?
They would prefer to eat wild animals, squirrels, but they're too fast that they can't catch them, and all that you find behind these stores, are needles and condiments and this sort of thing.
That's not true. You find fresh packages of vegetables, mushrooms, all kinds of good stuff that you can make soup out of.
I went with a friend of mine, and we went to the different markets to see if they would give us some food. I told them that my son and his wife were in a very serious state, and the markets turned us away. They told us that they wanted the charity.
I'm telling you right now, if I went right down the street here to Ralph's or to Bond's or to Lucky's and told them that I was starving to death and I had children, they would give me old produce. I'll guarantee you, I'll bet my life on it. I will bet my life on it. No one has to do crap like kill dogs. That's totally nuts.
You don't want to ask
for handouts?
No,
so what? Does anybody in your family have a pack of cigarettes in their purse? That's what I want to ask you.
No, okay, fine.
I'm not accusing. I'm just asking.
No, they don't. No.
Well,
I don't want my dog.
Believe me. You go to restaurants, you can just call restaurants at closing time and say, look, we're hungry, we're starving, we're this, we're that.
Have you tried going behind, like the lady said, behind the market?
But all they have behind these markets are these condoms and needles and...
They don't have condoms and needles down here. They throw their produce out. I used to get into the damn thing. I never found it at condoms and needles.
Are you saying, Viola, that the children have killed... You said that they've killed more than dogs. They've killed cats?
I don't believe this for a second. This is nuts.
I don't want my daughter-in-law selling this stuff.
Oh, you get a scholarship for food?
This is a bunch of crap. I don't believe this for a second.
Ma'am, okay, look. I mean, either we have a compassionate bone in our body or we don't. You know what I'm saying? I got a lady on the line. That's why no one ever has to starve.
I don't mean to argue with you,
but this is one of the reasons why I ordinarily would never do a show like this. Because as soon as I have somebody on the air, we've got a legitimate problem. I get a lot of people who, you know, with all due respect to you, ma'am, are rather insensitive. And they're really
I'm not trying to offer a suggestion.
But you're questioning the woman's veracity, or you're calling her nuts?
Well, I mean,
this is the reason why I was reluctant to go on the air with this lady's story. Because the first call out of the box is quite frankly insulting.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insulting. I was trying to be helpful.
I understand about my experience. I appreciate that. But I'm trying to get the lady a little bit of compassion here.
I absolutely am, too. That's why I'm telling her. Go behind these grocery stores.
What about the grocery stores, Viola?
What about the... Do you have vegetable stands in your town?
The grocery stores, the food is not fresh. At least they know if they catch... And I'm not saying it's right, but when they catch these dogs or whatever, the food is... The food is not fresh.
Let me tell you something. I was involved with a great charity in South Florida called Daily Bread, and they go around and they get this food from these supermarkets, and they give it out to different agencies.
Exactly.
And it's really very good. I mean, the cans
exactly.
may be gentle.
Here in Charles, but we have all the illegal immigrants, and people give stuff mm-hmm. out from bakeries.
Right.
We have vegetable stands on almost every street here.
The children, if all of a sudden they've done, this is the problem. My children, my grandchildren, have acquired a taste for squirrel meat and
book. You know, the time when you say that to chase down and try to kill a squirrel, you could go behind
right.
a grocery store and go to people and ask people.
My son is very proud.
Well,
very proud.
If your son is very proud, then why are you on the air asking me this?
My son doesn't even know that I've called the radio station.
How long does it take to chase down and kill and skin a squirrel, for God's sakes?
And I don't want my children eating what these Mexicans eat.
I don't know why not.
What are you laughing at?
They look very nicely fed to me.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I hope you don't mind. I took, a little exception to the way you were saying things.
I'm sorry about that. Maybe I did come off. This is the first time in my life I've ever called a radio station. But I'll tell you right now, I've been in this situation. When I heard this, I almost choked on my sweet corn. It was like, you've got to be kidding me.
You're eating sweet corn?
I'm eating sweet corn. You know how much I paid for it? Two pieces of corn for $1.
Oh, God. My children would love that.
Well, get this lady's name and address off the air.
We absolutely do have her name and address, and if you want to hold on.
You want me to call the producers? I have the
No, I want to tell you what you do. I'll put you on hold, Joni, get this lady's name, and maybe, Viola, you can reach this woman.
Well, I'm so sorry.
You don't need to be sorry. I'm trying to... I don't need to come off as a bitch. I'm just trying
to... That's okay. Listen, ma'am, hold on, and Joni will get your name and
address.
I appreciate your call tonight. 1-800-5... Hold the line here, Viola, and Jonah's going to get on with you. 1-800-5201-KFI, 213-318-1851-KFI. Phil Hendry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Terry Ray Elmer down, the KFI News Center. Phil Hendry Show here with a little bit of a different twist on things tonight. I have a grandmother, a woman who has a son and a daughter-in-law and two children living in Monrovia who are apparently just about at the end of their rope. No money, no food. The most heartbreaking aspect of this story is that the children have taken to killing neighborhood dogs for food. And you mentioned that they have gone out and they are whatever animals are out there. I mean, you know, there is a health issue here that I'm sure you've discussed with your son.
Well, the family is so.
You need to speak up, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say that the family is so. The children are so hungry that they have taken to chasing down squirrels and cats and birds to eat. And my son's very proud.
Because the lady said, why don't you go to supermarkets?
Because they're very proud. They don't want to beg. They don't want to beg.
And that's why you called KFI tonight?
Yes.
I know you're very upset, and you want to take a moment?
It's just my grandchildren, so I'm very, very sorry for calling you.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's go to Arcadia here on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
I'm in a position where I might be able to do some good.
This gentleman's in Arcadia, which is right next door to Monrovia.
Yeah, but I'm about two blocks outside the Monrovia city limits.
Yeah.
First question is, did he lose his job over drugs or alcohol?
He had a dispute with the supervisor about his work. And my son wouldn't, as far as I know.
Do you know if it had anything to do? You say it was about his work?
It was a dispute with his supervisor over the quality of his work.
Okay, that's not an issue then.
Was he fired?
He was told he was going to be fired. I don't know.
Right, because he's not collecting unemployment, which indicates to me that he quit his job.
Well, I don't know. I know that he's not getting those checks.
Yeah, that in and of itself isn't the issue. It's just I've tried to help people with drug and alcohol problems before and just been burned each time.
And you've been burned by them,
I was just looking. If somebody has a legitimate problem, I'll certainly do what I can do.
Well, my son and his daughter, my son and my daughter-in-law, his wife, has not used these. They had a problem a few years ago, yes.
They did have a problem with drugs?
But it was a few years ago, yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate your candor.
Mm-hmm. Is he using drugs now?
No, not on a regular. No, not right. Not when he works. No.
No, I don't understand.
Well, when he works, he's not using drugs. No.
When he works, he's not using drugs.
No.
Well, that sounds to me like maybe he's using drugs the rest of the time. Is he using drugs now?
No, he would not spend the money on that, no. I don't believe that he is.
Well, I'm in a position where I'd be willing to talk to him and see if there's anything I can do.
Yes. Well, Viola is full of crap.
Exactly.
She goes to the other TV stations and tells these fantastic stories.
I heard her, too.
She's such a con artist.
No,
she deserves an Academy Award for her performance.
No, I've never been on any of the television. I have a son and a daughter-in-law who are hungry with two children.
I wouldn't believe a word she says.
Neither do I.
Well, the children.
I recognize her voice. I heard her before on the radio.
Well, are you crying?
You tell such tall tales, you'd never believe it in your life.
How can you talk to someone?
It's fantastic how many stations you hear on and how often. I've heard her.
How can you talk to someone who's cute for eating coyote meat?
Oh, come on.
She's
don't
be ridiculous.
Viola, I want to ask you. You say the children are eating coyote meat?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
What,
there's no coyotes in Laverne.
Well, I'm from that neck of the woods. There are coyotes. I don't know
in
how.
Laverne?
Well, up in the foothills.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How are they catching the coyotes?
How
did
they
you ever try to catch a coyote? Did you ever try? How are they eating coyote meat? How do they catch them?
All I know is that my son told me that the children had brought home frogs.
You're wasting your time, and I'm wasting my time. Yeah, exactly. I'm leaving the show. Thank you. Have you gone to the Salvation Army?
I tried to.
Wait, who is this lady from Miracle Mile?
Miracle Mile.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you gone to the Salvation Army?
We went to the Salvation Army, but my son doesn't want to beg. He's too proud to beg.
Too proud?
Yes.
Well, pride goes before a fall, and you're falling fast.
I'm only trying
Forget your pride, for God's sake. We came over from Ireland years ago, children with nothing to eat, but we never did what you're doing.
I'm trying to protect the children. They brought home frogs from school.
Well, you go to the nearest church, go into a synagogue. You don't have to be Jewish. Go into the synagogue and tell them your plight. They will help you.
I'm not a Jew.
You don't have to go to be a Jew. The Jewish, the cornerstone of
Jewish. We're talking about, charity. You don't have to be Jewish to get some.
You certainly do not have to be Jewish. Any priest, any rabbi will help you gladly.
Not the Jews, no. I can't ask them.
You what?
I can't ask the Jew.
Why not? Are you against Judaism?
But they killed Christ. I can't.
You can't ask for charity from anybody?
Jews,
what are you doing right now? You're asking for charity.
The Jews don't eat pork. They don't eat
pork. Well, we're not going to give you pork.
Are you Jewish, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Viola, you're going to have to watch what you're saying here.
I don't mean to offend.
I'm not insulted. It's a joke.
I'm sorry, but we enjoy shellfish and pork products.
What is it?
Shellfish. Can we get...
Well, what do you care about that? Well, that's not the subject now.
The children love shrimp. And I
the most expensive thing you can buy is shrimp and crab meat.
Well, wait a second, Viola. I mean, the kids are hungry. They're eating coyote meat. And now all of a sudden you want shellfish, you want shrimp.
Yeah, how
would you like a little crack?
I want to know how they're eating coyote meat. What market did they get it from?
They didn't. They killed it and they skinned it.
Where did you get the coyote from?
The children killed it up in the hill.
How did they kill a coyote?
Well, they used something, a car.
A what?
A car.
A car? An automobile?
What did they do?
My understanding is they released the brake on a car.
Oh, so they drive a car?
No, they released the brake on a car.
On a strange car?
Yes, and it rolled down and hit one of the...
And it hit a coyote?
Yes.
Well, I've heard fairy tales before, but yours tops them all.
Wait a second. Are you telling me... What, you told me that the children are... Look, I mean... What we're doing here is this was very difficult for this lady to call. I realized that a lot of things
she's
saying.
Sure, I heard her voice on the program before.
I've heard your voice.
It's a whining voice, and I've heard your voice before.
You said the children were bringing food home from school?
They're going out. They brought a frog home that they used to dissect in school to eat.
Frogs from biology class?
Yes.
Don't they have a lunchroom in the school where they go to?
Yes, they do. But
well, you tell the teacher. Tell
not enough for the children. They're so hungry. I'm so hungry.
Oh, come on. You know, you're a big fake. I don't believe you at all.
So let's go, too.
I've heard you before, madam.
All right. I don't know. You've never called this show, but you're calling other talk shows and other TV stations. You got to understand, this is not honest, Viola.
I'm not calling any television. I'm trying to get food for my grandchildren.
Have you gone to the Salvation Army?
Yes, and the food they have there is stale.
Oh, you don't like the food.
They don't have the food.
Did you ever hear the expression, beggars can't be choosers?
The food is
excellent in these type of places. Do not downgrade
right,
the Salvation
Army. I gotta take a break. I thank you for your call, Viola. Hold the line. You got to really rush here. I'm awfully sorry. Phil Henry Show on